We're supposed to be talking about Psalm 56 today. And in Psalm 56, it actually is related to 1 Samuel 21, where David, he had just gotten done with this incident with Jonathan, Saul's son. Saul was the king. Jonathan was his son. And Jonathan had just gotten done. They had set up this communication scheme. Jonathan had just gotten done telling David that, yeah, my dad wants to kill you, so it's time to run. And so David takes off, and he's on the run. For some reason, David decides it's a wise thing to run towards Gath. He first heads to Nob and talks to the priest there and sort of lies to the priest, right? And he talks to the priest about getting bread, and he ends up saying, do you have any weapons here? Because he took off without any weapons. And Saul's, and he says, oh, yeah, I have this sword, and it's Goliath's sword. Now, how did they come by Goliath's sword? Anybody remember? Right. I couldn't hear that. Sorry. David killed Goliath, right? And lopped off his head, but took his head and took his sword. And so this priest happens to have his sword. And so David takes Goliath's sword, which is this great weapon, and he heads off on the run. With Saul's men chasing him, he heads in a direction away from them, which takes him towards Gath. Who lived in Gath? Goliath, right? These were Goliath's people. And so he goes thinking, I'll talk to the king there. And he goes thinking, if I can just get Achish, the king of Gath, to protect me, to hide me with these Philistines. In that place, when he got there, they said, oh, this is David. You know, Saul, he's killed his thousands. David's killed his 10,000s. Isn't that what they say? Isn't this the guy that killed our Goliath? And so they go to take him in prison, and they get a hold of him. It says they seized him in Gath. All this to say that this is the context of what David is, what's going on in David's life when he writes Psalm 56. And he says, be gracious to me, O God, for man tramples on me. All day long an attacker oppresses me. My enemies trample on me all day long, for many attack me proudly. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I shall not be afraid. What can flesh do to me? So let me answer that. What can flesh do to me? Well, you see, they trample on him all day long. They can torture him. They can take his life. But they can't take him away from God. They cannot take his salvation. So he says, when I am afraid, and you notice that he says, I'm afraid. He says, when I'm afraid, I trust in you, Lord. He got this thing going on where he's afraid and he's trusting in God. His fear pushes him toward God. And this whole idea that, you know, we become these great Christians and we don't have any fear, we don't have any struggles, we don't have any problems, is not reality, is it? How many of you have any problems, any trials in life? You know, it's all over the place. The question is, what do we do in that place of fear, the uncertainties? George Williamson had a stroke. This guy, you know, he runs circles around all of us. This guy's a jogger. He's running, you know, he runs and he's healthy. He has about 10 times the energy I do. And yet today he's in that uncertainty of what is going to happen with his health. But you know what I know about George is that his faith in the place of uncertainty is put in Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And I want to shift gears away from Psalm 56. And I've never done this before, but there's always a first time for a lot of things, right? But I want to go to Romans. As we were going through communion, singing the songs, it just struck me so much. And I was sitting there asking God, is this you or is this me? I'm not sure, but we're going on the idea that it might be God, and so we're shifting gears, and I want to wrap up in the last 10 minutes or so in Romans, because the context of what we're talking about this morning is the trials of our life. We have our own lives going on, and we have struggles, and we have issues going on, and sometimes we don't deal with them like we need to. We try and deal with them on our own. We try and face the question of what happens in our lives. Where do we go? What do? All those questions we answer ourselves. I want to go to a couple of well-known passages. Look at Romans 3:23 with me. It says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation for his blood to be received by faith." That is so packed with truth that we need to unfold just a couple of things out of there in the time we have. Starting in 23, it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Every one of us. We talk about it all the time, that every one of us has sinned in our lives. There is nobody here without the guilt of sin. The reality of that is that we are condemned to hell. Turn to Romans 6. And 23 again. It says, "For the wages of sin is death." The wages of sin is death. Now you say, well, I'm a sinner and I'm still standing here alive. But I tell you this, every single one that is in this room, every single person in this world is dead in their sin. They may not die today at this minute, but when we die, we are condemned to hell. And that is a very real place. Not just this idea of Christians talking about it to give fear to people to respond, but it is a very real place forever. So the wages of sin is death. We are all sinners. But the free gift, it says there, the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Back to Romans 3:23, it says there, "We are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." We have the communion table here this morning, and we talk about the fact that Jesus died for you and for me on the cross. Who forced him to go there? Nobody. Nobody could. But willingly, he went to the cross. Willingly, he took your place and my place. Where the wages of sin was his death. And the gift is redemption through that act of Jesus Christ. By what he did in our place. We need to understand today, right now, is a time to decide about that. Do you really believe what the Scriptures say? That Jesus Christ was real? You can look in history and find out that he's real. Do you believe the Scriptures, yes or no, that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation? That's what it says. There's a lot of religions in the world. A lot of ways that people say you can be okay. But Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. The question we have before us, the confrontation in our lives right now is whether we believe that or not. And what we will do with it. You see, we cannot earn our way to heaven. We cannot find our way into the gates and get through on our own. There is only one who can take us through the gates of heaven. And you think, you know, that's a long way off. I'm just living my life. One of the things I have in here is the fear of life and the uncertainty of life in my notes for this week. We don't know what we have in life. My dad, when he was 45, had a heart attack and was home. I remember this. He was home recovering from a heart attack, and I walked to the back door with blood running down my head because I had fallen out of a tree and hit a root and just split my head open. And so he's driving me to the hospital when he's not supposed to be driving because my mom didn't have a license. She had 7 kids and didn't have a license. It's like, I don't know how she did that. I don't know how she put up with all of us. 5 guys, 2 girls. My brother, when he was 50, keeled over and died of a heart attack. My dad had 2 bypass surgeries. 2 of my brothers have had bypass surgery. There are 2 brothers left here, you know, that haven't had it yet. What am I going to do with that, you know? Is there any fear, uncertainty of that in my life? And what is it in your life that you're uncertain about, that you don't know about, that's coming for you? How long do you have in this life? How many of you know you have another year? Maybe. We'll see what God's timing is. I hope you have about 80. Yay! But what one of us knows when we will end this life? And I tell you this morning that Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And the question is what you will do with that. Do you believe it? Will you act on it? Because that is the only way that we find salvation from the wages of sin, which is our own death, which is our condemnation. When we pass from this life into the next, we will go to one of 2 places, heaven and eternal relationship with God, or hell, eternal separation and condemnation and pain. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross for you and for me. Now, many of you know that and have received the gift of eternal life by repenting of your sin and turning to Jesus Christ and recognizing him as God and asking him to forgive your sins. So, in the last 2 minutes, I have 2 questions for you. If you've never taken that step, will you today? Will you repent of your sin? Recognize that you're a sinner, and this is true. The scriptures teach it. Jesus died on the cross, rose again from the dead. No one disputed that the tomb was empty. They just made up another story to try and cover it. Jesus rose again, victory over sin and death. Will you receive that today and not wait, not put it off? If you have already done that in your life, will you join us in this reach out for Easter and take a step of saying, I really believe this. that when I face the fear in my life, when I face the uncertainties of life, the things that we pray about every day, every week, the uncertainties in people's lives, when we are in that place of fear, will we turn to Jesus Christ, to God Himself, and trust in Him? Is that how we choose to live? Will we change today how we live and actually say, Lord, I'm going to trust you with my life and I'm going to live for you. Whatever you want me to do, whoever you want me to talk to, how you want me to live, I will do that. I will give up my right to control my own life and I'll follow you and to see where he takes us. God has something for us all to do. He's called us. He loves us. He died on the cross so that we might be forgiven, so that we might have a relationship with Him. And as we close with a song, will you come? Will you come and pray with an elder today? Will you accept Jesus Christ? Will you ask for forgiveness of your sin? Will you turn to Him for salvation today? If you don't know what I'm talking about, come and talk to them. They've got ability to talk with you and understand it today. Maybe you need to ask God to forgive your own choices or to meet you in a place of fear. But will you come where you are, up here, but will you meet with Jesus today? And will you reach out for Easter with us? Lord, thank you for forgiving my sin. Thank you for dying for me. I just pray that you would draw from your Holy, by your Holy Spirit, each one of us to be honest and open and to respond to you in our lives today. Amen.